Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we're joined by singer-songwriter Connor Maynard, who was on the show last year in 2022, and we welcome him back. It's great to see you, and you've got this vibe going on behind you with the purple, the violet, and the blue, and where are you now? Are you in an aquarium, where are you?
I'm in my apartment in London. I'm in my flat. So yeah, I have these different colored lights. I remember when I first moved in, I posted on my story being like, oh, you know, I just fit these new lights in, and I got a response from my grandmother saying, so what is your line of work currently? And I was like, music. And she was like, oh, the lights make it. And I was like, no, Nan, no, that's
get grandma's approval, you know.
I know, exactly. She wasn't very impressed by the lights, but you know, I like it, so it's all good.
The last time we spoke, you were 29. You're 30 now. You turned 30 in November.
Exactly, I turned 30 in November. So
yeah. What's changed for you now that you're the big 3-0?
I mean, I feel like a lot has changed. I feel like it's not so much kind of linked to my age, but I feel like a lot has definitely changed since the last time I spoke to you. Obviously, I'm halfway through my world tour, which has been amazing so far. There's still a little bit of it left to go. Fresh out of a breakup. Yay. So that's fun.
Yay.
So that's good times, good timing. But, you know, it is what it is.
Is this another breakup? Because the last time I talked to you, there was a breakup.
You know what? It actually is. I'm evidently not very good at the whole relationship thing. It's obviously not one of my talents. I should just stick to music and not speak to anyone else ever again.
So, well, usually when I'm talking to female songwriters, they're the ones who tend to write songs about a relationship that went bad.
Yeah.
And so now in this case, you've written a song about things that's coming out of the relationship. I think it's called If I Ever, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, no. It was written about the end of a relationship. I took a bit of a break / step back from social media at the end of the relationship, because I kind of just, I don't know, I think with my social media, it's still very me, but there's still somewhat of a persona and, you know, character that obviously I portray. I think that, you know, every person has a level of their private life that they don't really kind of show on social media. And I think that for me, when things obviously went a bit bad and obviously I didn't kind of feel that positive, et cetera, I kind of reached a point where I was like, well, I don't want to pretend to be fine. I didn't want to have to pretend to feel okay when I knew that I didn't. So I kind of felt like the easiest thing would be to take a step back from the whole thing, take a bit of time to myself, kind of spend some time with my close friends who obviously knew about the situation, and mainly kind of just immerse myself and pour everything I was feeling into the music that I was planning to make. So I kind of did that. I was in the studio every single day, just working on kind of, writing, I guess finding the silver lining, finding the collateral beauty, as people would say. So yeah.
Now you did that song for us. You have recorded that.
Exactly. I did If I Ever.
Connor Maynard is our guest. We're going to listen to the brand new track from Connor Maynard. This is called If I Ever, here on Border Crossings.
If you ever change your mind and wish you never left me here all alone, I'm sorry it's too late to try. You should delete my number right out of your phone. I'm still brokenhearted and I won't forget when I barely covered the scars that you left. Yeah, it nearly killed me. Go ask all my friends. I'm just being honest, honest, oh. So if I ever call you when I'm drunk, promise you won't pick up, 'cause I don't wanna do this again. And if I'm ever singing where you are, I pray you won't show up, 'cause I can barely see you again. I know I never said goodbye, but then again I didn't want you to go. I drive past where we first kissed all the time, and now I never look that side of the road. I'm still brokenhearted and I won't forget when I barely covered the scars that you left. Yeah, in Cause I can barely see you again. Yeah, if I ever, yeah, if I ever. Oh, no, no.
Border Crossings, he's Connor Maynard. He's with us right now. That song's called If I Ever, a song that was inspired by a relationship that didn't turn out as you had hoped. Mm-hmm. Does she know that the song is about her?
I couldn't even tell you. I have no idea. we haven't spoken since the end of the relationship. So I don't know if she heard it. I don't know if she knows it's about her. I mean, I'm assuming she would definitely know it's about her if she heard it. But I don't know. I'm none the wiser, unfortunately. So yeah.
Do you typically write songs about relationships that you're in, real life relationships?
I take inspiration from all avenues of my life. I think that it definitely. I find it all the more fulfilling when you put out a song that actually means something personal to you and you actually find that, you know, I have an actual connection with. So I will tend to write about things that are kind of happening in my life. And obviously it's a very negative feeling when you break up with someone, but obviously it's nice to write about something where, you know, the feelings are very intense and very kind of powerful behind it. Mm-hmm. So I will always kind of lean towards writing about things that are definitely very relatable for me and also obviously relatable for a lot of people because we all go through these emotions. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And the last album you had out was 2016. So yes. This new single, there must be an album.
Well, technically it was actually 2012 because the 2016 album was actually a covers album. So that was more of a group of kind of covers that I was doing at the time. And then I kind of released them as like a one body of work, which I guess mm-hmm. counts kind of as an album, but realistically the last original album I released was in 2012. So it's been 11 years.
Wow. Coming up Contrast to 11 years. Is the album that Connor is referring to, which went exactly. on to get him all kinds of awards and accolades. And you were on the charts. You had 5 top 10 songs on the UK charts and your album was huge. That was a big year. You had a number one song. So, I mean, yes. Things have been great for you. And I read where there was 2 billion or 2.5 billion video views for mm-hmm. you. Can you fathom billions when people say, you know, you've been viewed billions of times?
It's literally incomprehensible. I think that it's absolutely wild to think it. And obviously, I count my blessings. I think that it's an amazing feeling that so many people out there enjoy listening to my music. It makes it all the more... all the more fulfilling when I put it out to know that there are people, you know, willing to listen and to enjoy it. So it is an insane feeling. I think, yeah, billions is just, I mean, you can't even
Who would think so, billions? Yeah. I mean, you know, back in the 60s, they weren't talking billions. You know, if you sold a million records, you were like, whoo, now we're talking billions.
I know. It's a wild feeling. It is amazing.
So let's go back to the new album. What is the plan for 2023 and the new album? When do you have, I mean, that's a long time, like you said, 11 years to wait for an album. You took a long nap, I guess, but.
I did, yeah. I went in hibernation and apparently just got my heart broken a bunch of times and then came back and was like,
you needed material, so.
It's time to go. But for the new album, obviously If I Ever is the first kind of song to come out of the new album. And it's just going to kind of be a string of different tracks that I'm going to kind of release kind of over the course of time. And I would, at the moment, I would say the majority of it is kind of all around the same situation. It's kind of all based around this kind of relationship I had last year. And because I felt like if I ever, whilst it kind of, it definitely told a part of the story, it definitely didn't tell the full story. It kind of really scratched the surface on the whole situation. And there's definitely more to be said, more things that I went through that I kind of wanted to speak about. I think it's I'm excited for people to hear it. I'm excited for people to, you know, because also for their own comfort. I think that obviously for me, it gives me, I'm a massive venter. I love venting about things I'm going through. My close friends know that very, very well. I like to talk out my problems. I'm very kind of, you know, I think communication is extremely important when you're kind of going through something difficult. And I think it, you know, not only does it help me to put out this music, it also, you know, hopefully helps a lot of people that get to listen to it. And
yeah, music is therapeutic. And
100%.
Do you have a celebrity crush that might inspire a song?
A celebrity crush? Oh yeah. My goodness, I don't know. I feel like I haven't been asked that question in so long. I don't even know who my celebrity crush would be right now.
Come on. Dua Lipa. She's available.
Dua Lipa is, she's like, I don't know if she grew up in London, but there was a period where I was going out in London and I know that she was kind of, she was in London around the same time, like kind of before she blew up. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think I ever met her before she blew up though, but if I did that would be funny. But who is my... This is where it's true. I wish I had kind of thought about this before because now I can't think of anyone.
Puts you on the spot, right?
I know. Is there the actress? Her name is Anna de Armas or something like that. I think that's how you pronounce her name.
I don't know.
I think that's how you pronounce her name. She is beautiful. Like she is. She is. Mm. Yeah, she's great. So she's up there, my celebrity crush. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
So the first album was a major label. You were on a major label for quite a while. I think about 10 years or so. And then now you're an independent artist. What's the difference in making the new music you're making now as an independent artist versus the music you made with a major label? Do you have more control, more say, more input?
What's the difference? Like way more control. I think in terms of sonically, I would say sonically, it wouldn't cause much of a difference to suddenly become independent. Obviously, for some people, they may think, oh, cool, I can take the reins. I can make whatever music I want to now. I feel like when I was releasing music, with the label, I feel like creatively we were kind of on the same page. But I think the main thing is being able to take the reins of exactly how I put it out, exactly how I release it, exactly how I promote it. And then not only am I able to take those reins, because I feel like I took the reins in that sense before I was even independent, but now I get to actually feel like I reap the benefits and reap the rewards of kind of the success of each song. Whereas before it kind of felt a bit like, well, I'm doing all this work and I'm still not seeing much for it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, labels with their kind of big recording contracts, they kind of take large percentages of everything an artist makes. And in some instances that could be seen as fair, but I think in my instance, in my kind of with my backstory especially towards the end, it just felt very unfair. And I think that, yeah, it was an amazing feeling to feel free from that. And get to kind of release it myself and market it myself and control how it goes out and you know, feel it was obviously a lot more pressure, but at the same time, I feel like it's a good pressure because at the end of the day, I didn't have to feel like anything was anyone else's fault. I didn't like ever feeling like, well, this could have done better if this person had done this and this person had done this. Now it's kind of all on me and I prefer that. So yeah.
Yeah, we're talking with Connor Maynard, who is an international superstar, not only for his music on YouTube, but also on the fact that he's played around the world. We've been playing his music for years, an award-winning artist, great songwriter. And you're going to do another song for us?
I am going to do another song for you guys.
What's the next
one? I'm going to do What I Put You Through. It is my other heartbreak song that I released a year ago. And I really hope you guys enjoy it.
All right, Connor Maynard and What I Put You Through here on Border Crossings.
I saw you told the world you're a single girl. I won't lie, that broke my heart. Thought we were the same, but now I can't explain how we got so far apart. Poison words from all your friends. I deserve the things they said. Still ain't worse than what I'm saying in my own head. So tell me I'm a waste of love. Tell me that I'm not enough. Say you hope I see the truth, then I won't find no one like you. Tell me you don't care no more. Well, you know I can't let go. Be my heart on black and blue. Cause it ain't half as bad as what I put you through. Every single day I ask you to stay when I should've let you go. Couldn't settle down but needed you around. Different worlds I wanted both. Girl, I know that sane in my own head. So tell me I'm a waste of love. Tell me that I'm not enough. Say you hope I see the truth, but I won't find nowhere like you. Tell me you don't care no more. Well, you know I can't let go. Be my heart all black and blue, 'cause it ain't half as bad as what I put you through.
Crossings, Connor Maynard, What I Put You Through. That is another song that's a little older than the what we heard, if I ever, earlier in the show. Connor Maynard is with us right now. You mentioned that you have been on a world tour. What kind of stories? Tell me what's been going on. Where have you played that you go, wow, this is a great show?
So, yeah, the tour was, the tour so far has been amazing. I played in places that I'd never been to before. I got to perform in front of audiences that I'd never met before. And it was an amazing feeling to go into like these cities and kind of experience the kind of, you know, the fan base that live in those cities and get to meet them and perform for them and receive the support that I did.
Do you have a favorite place you want to go or you like to go?
I've always loved Toronto. I've always had a really like just wonderful time in Toronto every single time I go. And this time, honestly, I would say obviously I'm quite biased. I'd say that my one of my favorite shows on the first leg of the tour was London, but mainly because obviously my friends got to be there, my family got to be there. So that was obviously a really special occasion for me for them to come down and obviously see them all and for them to come and watch the show. But I would say, if I didn't count London, I would say that, yeah, the Toronto show was just wild. Like every single time I go there, it's just so much fun and the audience is so up for it and ready for a good time. And they, you know, they've only come to have the best time. So that was really fun. But I feel like there's always a bit of a pinch myself moment when I'm doing shows in North America, because obviously in the UK, it is obviously amazing, but you know, I'm from here, my career started here. And obviously Europe is just kind of, you know, it's right there, it's very close by. But like, you know, a lot of artists will always say, you know, breaking America is the big kind of dream. And I think that for me, when I'm over in the States, doing live shows and touring over there, and with this tour, there's actually more shows in North America than there were in the UK and Europe combined. It was just, yeah, the most surreal feeling to be able to go over there and perform live for people.
And when you're on tour, what's the strangest thing a groupie's ever done or says or given?
A groupie person.
I know they have you sign body parts. I know that. That's
yeah, sign body typical. Parts, like pick them up for photos. A lot of them will always ask for poses in photos that make us look like we're like together.
A couple.
In terms of like a couple. They love doing that. They love doing photos where it's like they show their friends like, oh yeah, I dated him for a little bit. It looks so real. So it's like, oh my God, this literally looks like we're putting together. We had to kind of make a rule with the thing, because basically I can't remember where we were, but one fan right at the beginning of a meet and greet was like, "Oh, can I get a kiss for the photo?" So I was like, "Okay." And then obviously every single person saw that and asked for the same thing afterwards. And eventually I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna get cold sore or something." I was like, "This is not looking good. I need some chapstick like ASAP."
So show me your COVID card first.
Yeah, exactly. So my manager kind of stepped forward. He was like, "Right, guys, no more kissing. The first few are lucky ones at the beginning. They got it, but no more." So yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
We've got Connor Maynard on the show, and I know you've done a lot of videos with your sister Anna. Have you decided to release any actual music tracks with Anna?
Well, she's working on her own music at the moment, so. So, I mean, maybe I as of right now, like there's no official plans to do that, but if she comes to me, or, you know, if I write a song that I think would be perfect for two of us to have a little duet over, I'm not against it. So,
Right. I know you've collaborated with Alan Walker, with Shaggy.
Yes.
So what, for the new album, are there any surprises? Are you planning any?
I'm not
surprise?
Sure. It's definitely something I want to do. I think I haven't done collaborations in a long time. You know, the first album was very collaboration heavy. You know, working with people like Neo and Pharrell, mm-hmm. and Frank Ocean wrote a track on the album as well. And Rita Ora, who's an insanely talented person and a good friend of mine, she was on the first album as well. So I mean, I feel like I've got to really. I don't know exactly who I want to approach as of yet, but. There's definitely some really cool tracks that are written that would sound amazing with someone else's voice featuring on it. So,
and who would be your top three collaboration choices?
Ooh, as of right now, I would say Post Malone, Billie Eilish, and the 1975.
Oh, everybody seems to be picking the 1975. Matt Helian is
maybe. Yeah, he's there. They're killing it. I actually went to their show like super recently. I think like a couple of weeks ago, I went to their show.
I think Taylor Swift came on stage and surprised.
I know. I went to the day afterwards. I didn't see the one with Taylor. I was beaming.
So, yeah. Connor Maynard is on our show, and we're going to have one more song. What would you like to play for us?
Yes. So this one is, it's a cover of You Broke Me First, which is one of my kind of, like my best performing releases in the last couple of years. People seem to love it when I put it out, and I literally put it out randomly. I didn't think that people were going to take to it so well, but people seem to love it. So here's a little acoustic version of it. So yeah.
All right, Connor Maynard, and You Broke Me First.
Maybe you don't like talking too much about yourself. You should have told me that you were thinking about someone else. You're drunk at a party, or maybe it's just that your car broke down. Your phone's been off for a couple of months, so you're calling me now. I know you like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to fix it, yeah. And like me, I did. But I ran out of every reason. Now suddenly you're asking for it back. Could you tell me where'd you get the nerve? Yeah, you can say you miss all that we had, but I don't really care how bad it hurts. When you broke me first, you broke me first. It took a while, was in denial when I first heard. You moved on quicker than I could have ever, you know that hurt. Swear for a while, I stared on my phone just to see your name. But now that it's there, I don't really know what to say. I know you like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to fix it, yeah. And like me, I did. But I ran out of every reason. Now suddenly you're first.
Border Crossings, You Broke Me First. Connor Maynard has been our guest today. Are you, everything is good? Are you in a good place now? I know last time we talked and we talked about some of the struggles and challenges. Are you in a good place?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that, you know, like life in general is a struggle, but, you know, I'm surrounded by some really cool people. I'm working all the time at the moment to try and finish off all this new music. So, you know, I'm definitely, you know, it's still like, I think it's good as well. I'm still going through the motions of the end of the relationship, which I think is definitely good, because it's nice to still feel like I relate to it while I'm releasing the music about it. I think it would be a bit of a shame if I was releasing all this music when I'm like completely over it. It would feel a bit like, I'd feel a bit detached from it, I think, if that was the case. But, you know, it's still something that is on my mind and something that I'm dealing with each day. So it's good to be able to put out this music, because it feels like a massive release in that sense. Mm. So yeah,
and it's very therapeutic, I'm sure, to be a songwriter. 100%.
I think listening to music and making it both therapeutic. So yeah.
So any names for the new album in your mind that you're milling around?
Or as of right, I've got some ideas, but that's a big surprise.
Just between you and I, give me a couple names.
You would be literally the first person to know. Well, other than a close friend of mine, his name is Brendan Buckley. He's been producing a lot of the new stuff I've been working on. He's between me and him, we're the only two people that know the ideas for the album.
You're not gonna let me into the.
I can't say as of yet.
Into the club.
I'll give you a clue.
All right.
I actually said one of the ideas earlier on in this interview.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to listen to it.
I said the idea of what I want to name it, and I said it earlier on. I dropped it into conversation.
Now I have to listen again.
I know, exactly.
Connor Maynard is our guest here on Border Crossings. Do you have some websites? My dogs are going a little wild. Do you have any websites that people can go and find out your tour dates and where you are?
It's
going
to be, so as of right now, I haven't officially announced the second part of the tour yet, but it will be on my Instagram, on my TikTok, on my YouTube channel, but mainly my Instagram in the next couple of weeks. So my Instagram is just my name, at Connor Maynard. And but it's all going to be revealed very soon. So yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your time with us today. Pleasure to have you on again and to talk to you, to hear the new music. So thank you so much.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Please do come back and join us when the album does come out and you feel you can tell me the name of the album.
I will do. You'll be the first to know. Don't you worry about it.
Connor Maynard is our guest. If I Ever is the name of the new single. And my name is Larry London. You're watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.